This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. After a throttling of the San Francisco 49ers by our beloved Philadelphia Eagles and a trip to the Super Bowl.
Again.
Against Andy freaking Reid. If this is a dream, Al, I never want to wake up.
It's not a dream.
I want to go straight from here to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if they win.
He died in his sleep and then now is at the pearly gates. Mm-hmm. How great is that? Ruben DeBauer is here today.
Yes,
Al Borghetti, Rhea Hughes. Rhea was there with the NovaCare guys. Ruben was in the stands, Al, right near the Devontae Smith grab that really wasn't a grab. Yeah. Oh, my. I told Ruben today he didn't catch it.
Yep.
Ruben didn't even
know. I didn't even know.
Didn't have no idea. There is so much to talk about. I just want you to grasp exactly what happened over the past few days. Because it all started when those annoying, aggravating, and frustrating Niner fans came into this city and attempted to desecrate the Rocky statue. They even now were calling Brock Purdy Brocky.
Yep.
The only difference is, in this story, Brocky got knocked out in the first round with a right cross by Hassan Reddick. And from there, it spiraled into one of the more bizarre games you'll ever see.
It was.
And one of the most invigorating ones, because by the second half, when you realized they had no human who could throw a football, you understood that you were probably going to Arizona to try to win another championship. It happened. I don't believe it. There is so much to talk about today. And I'll also tell you at the end, even though Jalen Hurts had an ordinary game, Al, we finally saw him smile.
Yep.
And you also heard him sing.
Yep.
Hopefully for the last time. Al, he's a little pitchy.
That's all right.
But it was all in fun. The city all night has partied. I was looking at video before I came in here. Literally dancing in the streets everywhere in this city. This may be the most beloved Eagle team. It may be the best Eagle team. All we know is they're going to face Andy Reid in the Super Bowl in less than 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So let's all take a moment back and let's enjoy a major victory by the Birds over the evil San Francisco 49ers.
Empty backfield. Hurts. He's looking left. He's looking right. He's pumping. He is firing the football. And it is caught by Devontae Smith at the five. Another marvelous catch. He reached up, put around, and brought it down with his right hand.
A great, great catch.
Out of fake pressure coming. Purdy, Dak, floating in the air. Is it picked? No, hit the ground.
San Francisco's doctors looking.
Josh Johnson, the backup quarterback, is in. Brock Purdy, it looks like he's saying here that he can't throw. On that sack by Reddick. Oh, my goodness, what a turn of events.
The give goes to Sanders up the middle. Touchdown! Miles Sanders, 6 yards, Eagles lead.
Offensive line, a phenomenal job.
Johnson fakes, he's back. Reddick's got him again! Another sack for Reddick, down to the 10-yard line.
18 sacks on the season for Haas Reddick.
Hurts gives it off against Sanders. 5, into the end zone.
Jason Kelce, what an unbelievable job.
They go to Scott, tries to sweep. He's at the 5, he pushes forward. He is in for the touchdown. Boston Scott.
Speed. Speed kills in this game, and Boston Scott has it in abundance.
Hurts again under center. He sneaks. He pushes. He is in. Touchdown, Jalen Hurts. The Philadelphia Eagles have won the NFC Championship by the final score, the Eagles 31, the 49ers 7. Attention, air traffic control. A flock of Eagles is heading to Arizona.
Fly, Eagles, fly, all over the world.
Wow. That was Jalen Hurts at the end. Ouch. So much to talk about here. This was, I realize it was not the prettiest game you'll ever see. You were there. A lot of delays, penalties. Oh, the mess.
Undisciplined, yes. 49ers.
Undisciplined to the max. In fact, we'll just start with Nick Sirianni challenged a major play, the Purdy fumble, earlier in the game. And Kyle Shanahan did not challenge
Shocking.
The Devontae Smith catch.
Couldn't believe it.
And here's what we can now tell you. Devontae did not catch the ball. Mm-hmm. Joe Wechter, who's got an eagle eye, literally, for this thing, saw Devontae jump up. Now, you were right there. Look clean from where you are. You were sitting right near where he caught it, right, Rube?
Right at it. He did it right at us.
All right, but here's the thing. When they finally showed it after the next play, right when Devontae gets up, he's smacking his fists together like, go to the line, jump, don't give them a chance to challenge us. It was a fourth down play. If they challenged, they would have seen it wasn't a catch, and instead it would have been 7-7, and these guys got the ball at midfield.
Yeah, the only clue that I had was that they moved so quickly to the line. I thought to myself, I looked around at the guys I was with, and I was like, wow.
Well, he knew he didn't catch it. It was great that they did that because that non-challenge gave the Eagles a chance to keep going with that drive.
Huge.
And there were so many other things that happened there. So they go up 7, nothing. Everybody's happy. Purdy looks like he's out, which is a big benefit. And then McCaffrey comes down and scores a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you the truth, Al. At that moment, I was getting dark thoughts. I see it headlines. Niners win with fourth string quarterback.
Oh, God.
But were you wondering about that? Because McCaffrey was the only threat on that field.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, this Josh Johnson guy's been with 8 teams.
Yeah. I was texting my friends. The first thing I texted him was that
I like this game,
but I'm scared about McCaffrey because he can literally take over a game.
And then two things happen in the defining drive of this game that were remarkable to watch. The first was, oh, my God, 4th and 1 from your own 34. No way, Rhea.
I was shocked.
No way. They don't have a quarterback, and you're going to give them the ball in field goal range?
Yeah, the punter was already giving them the ball,
every
time. They didn't need any more help.
No, that was the scariest moment in this football game, and here's what happened.
This is very, very dangerous. They're lining up for a quarterback sneak. They come forward, and they push and they shove, and we will wait to see.
They got it.
Yeah, I think he got it.
They got it.
That is dangerous territory just outside the 30-yard line.
That is very scary.
He's got cojones.
Now, look, Nick is not Ante. He's on the mark. You understand? They're partying right
now. Yeah.
But Nick, I don't know what – you think analytics told him to do that out? Does analytics take into account they don't have anyone to throw a football?
I think his punter told him to do it.
His punter stinks, too.
Well, he's awful.
All right. So, anyway, that was – I'm sorry, man. That was hot. Hold your heart kind of moment. Mm-hmm. But they got through
they got it.
Afterwards, Nick explained why he did it.
When you go for it on fourth down, you put yourself in those scenarios all week. We have so many meetings about that, of what we're going to do in these scenarios, calls we might call, what we would call if we've already called that and everything like that. So, all right, so you put yourself through those calls. But at the end of the day, you make the decision because you trust the people that are out there doing the job. And I trust Jason Kelsey. I trust Isaac. I trust Landon. I trust Jalen to go do what they did right there in that scenario.
I'm sorry. I was nervous as hell. And it made me – I can't believe they did that. They got away with it because it sustained the drive. And the second element of that drive, 4 major penalties.
It was unbelievable.
Against the Niners. And these were significant penalties. These were defensive pass interference, hands to the face, illegal use of hands, and face mask. Four major penalties. That was the main thrust of the drive that put him ahead 14-7.
What was great about that was every penalty, and Rube, I'm sure it was the same where you were, we were all screaming what the penalty was.
You like, saw
I mean, it was,
yeah.
You could, it was, the face mask was so obvious. Yeah.
All right. And second half, then they knocked down Josh Johnson. He fumbled the ball. Reddick clawed it. We're going to get into the whole thing with Reddick. Hassan Reddick is my favorite Eagle right now. That guy makes so many huge plays. He has out on the season now 19 and a half sacks.
Yeah, it's a
the guy's amazing.
Would you like me to give you those numbers that he had in the first half?
Please,
alone? So, three tackles, two sacks, quarterback hit, tackle for a loss, forced fumble, and a recovered fumble in the first half.
Unbelievable. He took control of the game. Yep. Nick Bosa is the best defensive player in football. Not yesterday. After the game, after all the thrills that Jeff Lurie's up there and Terry Bradshaw's. Yeah, that wasn't too great.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, Al, he's dealing with some health issues. They want to make sure he got one more big moment. Oh. So I'm going to be okay with that. Here's Hurts on the stands. I don't remember him smiling this year, but he was smiling then. Listen to him.
Let's take a moment to show love to these fans.
Yeah, check this out.
Hey, let's go!
All right. Then he made it clear. This has been his credo the whole year. It's not about him.
It's been a lot. It's been a lot. You know, I'm not going to make this about me, man. This city, this is a special city. They deserve everything that's going on. It's a special city. We got one more.
And then, in an unusual moment, Al, he broke into song.
I know. It's good.
Now, I've always allowed you to call off singing.
Yeah.
So, if you would like to call a halt to the proceedings, it is understandable because some of these notes are not the correct ones. In fact, some of the words are not the correct ones either. But here is his stirring rendition from the podium of the Eagles fight song.
Fly! Eagles fly on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles fly. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit them low, hit them high. And watch those Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles fly on the road to victory.
It was quite a night. It was an extraordinary situation for everybody who loves that team. And why don't we go right now? I want to. There's going to be a lot of calls out today. Mm-hmm. Keep your calls as short as you can so I can get as many people in as I can. But now we have to start with our leader, the leader of the Dirty Dirty, Jason. Hi, Jason.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going our way.
Now, Jason, you have already proven you're a finer song stylist than Jalen Hurts. Jason, what do you feel right now?
Please believe it.
All right. What do you feel right now, Jason?
Angelo, I am over the moon. Mr. Aerobic proved his name. He was absolutely irrelevant. All right. All week long, we heard about the number one defense, San Francisco. Please. We took them to, we tore them apart. All right. And we took care of business for four quarters.
It's beautiful, Jason. Jason, the Philadelphia Eagles will face their old coach who never won here in 14 years in the Super Bowl. Is that a perfect ending to this?
It sure is, Angelo. And Angelo, be prepared. We have you for 3 more weeks.
Yeah.
3 more weeks, Angelo.
All I can say is,
Patrick, go home.
I love it. Jason, would you give me an Eagles cheer, please?
Here we go. Are you ready? E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I love it, nice. Jason. Congratulations. Al, I just, while he was on, I thought of the slogan for this Super Bowl for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so perfect. I can't wait to receive your praise.
I can't.
On a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The time is ours.
That's pretty good.
Roop?
I like it. I like
the
it.
The time is ours.
Yeah.
He always says it. Time is yours. You're right, Andy. The time is ours. You with me, Roop? You with me, Roop?
I'm with him.
215-592-9494. You know how this works. It's all about you today, guys. Lots and lots of your callers as we share the joy on another trip to the Super Bowl.